again this year. But little ones, do your bestest to act like Festus from Gunsmoke. No. little ones, do your best to sit still and just hang out with your loved ones this morning. Amen? Okie dokie. Okay. David is gone, so we won't worry about that. Sister Cindy, why don't you come up here and bless us with that poem?
First of all, I would like to wish every mama happy Mother's Day. And for those of our moms that are up in heaven, special Mother's Day to them. This is a poem I've been working on for a while. Sometimes God talks to me at night when I can't sleep. He talks to me, and I just start writing in the middle of the night when I can't sleep. He gives me words, and I just start writing so I don't forget in the mornings and everything. And this is one of them that I wrote. It's moms. Moms are a special gift from God. They carry the children for 9 months inside them. They feel every movement inside of them. When the child is born, a mom is there 24/7. Moms are nurses, or teachers, or cooks, or maids, and so much more. We may not get paid with money, but we get paid with pure love, hugs, and kisses. We don't get sick days, but that's okay. Because to see a smile on a child's face is so much worth it. If you are blessed to still have your mom with you, make sure you hug her and tell her you love her every chance you get. Not just on Mother's Day, but every day. Much love to all the moms. Happy Mother's Day.
Miss Cindy. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Well, thank you, Brother Larry. I appreciate that. Brother Larry is always good with the compliments. Oh, you know what? I might as well just say this. I am so stoked that Brother Larry and Sister Dan are back with us. I didn't know this day would ever come, but I am sure glad to have them back. I grew up with Sister Dana and Brother Larry. I mean, we're not the same age, but I was friends. I was friends with their children. I still am friends, as far as I know. But I just love them so much. And the other day, in passing, I was walking by Sister Dana, and she reached her foot out to trip me. No, that didn't happen. But she was talking. And it was just like this awesome flashback. It was that same soothing voice from when I was a child. And I just love you guys. And thank you so much for coming back and being with us. That was a sermon a couple weeks ago. I guess we could do that one again. Mother's Day. Mother's Day today. Go ahead and turn to the book of Hebrews. Book of Hebrews. And go to the big chapter on faith, the Hall of Faith. Does anybody see my water bottle? That's very important that I have my water bottle. Mr. Shane, is it back there by you? Okay. It is an office. Would you mind grabbing that, Sister Rachel? I need lots of fluids. Okay, so Hebrews 11. We're going to be in Hebrews 11. So we're talking about godly moms today. We got a bunch of them in here. We got a bunch of them absent, but nonetheless, we have a bunch of godly moms. And as I was preparing, thank you, Sister Rachel. As I was preparing this sermon, I was overwhelmed, overjoyed, thinking about all the awesome moms that we have here. I mean, this is a church of some really, really godly moms. Amen? Do you guys agree with me? Because we do. I know sometimes you just say amen. And you don't mean it? No, I'm playing. Of course you mean it. But we do have some awesome moms. Let's pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your anointing presence this morning. Thank you, Father God, that your will is going to be done, not my will, not Rachel's will, not Sister Claudia's will, but your will be done. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your soothing comfort. In Christ's wonderful name we pray. Amen. Okay, so godly mothers love. Did y'all know that? Godly mothers love. Godly mothers sacrificially love. I'm not talking about that type of love, you know, that worldly love. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. I'm not talking about, hey, my kids are my accessory, like the rich lady walking around with the little poodle that's cute. Okay, I'm not talking about, hey, I love my kids when they win the big game. I'm talking about real moms, godly moms, love sacrificially. Amen? Real moms put their children before themselves. Are y'all with me this morning? So we're going to talk a little bit about Moses starting off. Nathan, are you cool with us talking about Moses? You cool? Okay. We're not talking about 40-year-old Moses. We're not talking about 80-year-old Moses or 120-year-old Moses. We're talking about baby Moses. And all the women in the church go, aw. Not like a tired aw, but like a sweet aw. Okay, so we're talking about baby Moses this morning. Okay, all right. Well, we'll work on that. God is good. Okay. So here's the deal. Let me set this up a little bit. The children of Israel, they're in slavery. They're in bondage by evil Pharaoh. Pharaoh's not the guy's name. Pharaoh is a title. Okay, but this Pharaoh is evil, and he's scared to death of the Israelites or the Jews, so he puts them into captivity. And this decree comes out by Pharaoh. You all know what it is, that all the males that are born are to be thrown into the Nile. You know, they were to be fed to the crocodiles. That's what they were to do with these baby boys. Okay, so here comes baby Moses. He was born under a death sentence. He wasn't supposed to live a single day in his life. He was supposed to be born, and he was supposed to be thrown into the Nile. Amen? His parents were penniless. They were slaves. They were in poverty. They had to work for someone else. Their life was extremely hard. So listen to me, moms. Listen to me. Listen, and dads as well, that nothing is impossible for our God. You see what I'm saying? When you look at your situation with your children, okay, and you think, well, man, this is tough, man. This is really, really hard. My kids don't respect me. They don't do what they're supposed to do. They're acting out in school or whatever. Or maybe that is just so trivial compared to what you're going through right now. Maybe you're more concerned about the salvation of your child. Maybe your child has walked out on you. You don't even know what they're going through. I just imagine as we have children at different age groups in here, we're all going through some situations with our children that all of us have to give to the Lord. Amen? Okay, my problems that I might be having with my children could be completely different than the problems that you might be having with your kids. Okay, but listen, nothing is impossible for our God. Look at Moses' mama here. Okay, that is a difficult situation. Amen? That is a hopeless situation in the natural. Okay, but as we look at this verse, what is the second word in that verse up there on your monitor? By faith. Faith. See, we have to give our babies to the Lord. You see what I'm saying? I have to trust in the Lord. There's things that are completely impossible for man. Amen? But we give them to the Lord. We stand on the word of God. We trust in the Lord. Because what does Luke 1:37 say? For nothing is impossible with God. And God has a plan for our children. So we're talking about godly mamas this morning. But I want to tweak it just a little bit. And I want to tell you this morning, okay, that God has a plan for your babies. And we're going to give them to the Lord. And we're going to trust in the Lord. Amen, Sister Crystal? Okay, so let's look at our verse here. By faith, see, Moses' mama, Moses' daddy, they had to trust in the Lord. They just had to give it to the Lord. This was a hopeless situation. Amen. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents. Okay, so Most of us in here know what a tiny newborn baby sounds like. Most of us do. It's very cute. It's very sweet. And it's just this tiny little cry right at first. You know what I mean? Now, some babies got them powerful lungs the moment they're born. Okay? But I remember some of my kids, they would lay in the crib and the cradle, and they would go, just this little tiny little thing to say, I'm hungry, or it's time to feed me, or whatever, you know. So Moses's mama says, you know what, I don't care, I'm not going to kill my child. You see what I'm saying? I don't care what the king says, okay, but I am going to love this baby, even, listen up, even if it's going to cost me my own life. Do you know what would happen to Moses's mom and dad if they would have got caught? They would have been killed, man. Pharaoh wasn't playing around, man. You see what I'm saying? But Moses' mama was like, I don't care. I'm going to take care of this baby. Okay, so for the first 3 months, while those little lungs were little tiny lungs, they kept the baby in the house. You know what I mean? But once those lungs began to get developed and you could hear baby Moses, and yeah, think about it. Baby Moses, them lungs were getting ready to be some big time oratory, public speaking lungs, man. This guy was going to talk to masses of people, man. You know, so once baby Moses could be heard in the front yard and the backyard, it was time to do something else. It wasn't time to give up on Moses. Mom and daddy were never going to give up on Moses. You see what I'm saying? But it's time to do something else. I'm talking about that love this morning. Like Rachel Jean, when there's only six pieces of corn and there's seven people need to eat. And she says, you know, I'm not going to have that corn. And she lets everybody else have the corn. Amen? That's the kind of woman Rachel Jean is. Okay, and that's tiny. But see, that's tiny. That's a little tiny thing. But see, godly mamas, I know you guys do that kind of stuff all the time where you put your babies ahead of yourself. Amen? Just like Moses' mama who says, you know what? This baby's going to live. This baby's going to live. I'm going to do everything in my power, Shane. I'm going to do everything in my power, Sammy, to make sure that this baby lives, even if it causes me to hurt. Amen? You know, Rachel, bless her heart, you know, she is such an encouraging wife. And, you know, we've made some sacrifices to do this. But you know what? Rachel has always been the one to encourage me, you know, and say, this is what the Lord has for you to do. You see what I'm saying? This is what the Lord has for you to do, Paul. So, you know what? The other things can come down the road, but let's put God first. That's the kind of woman Rachel Jean is. And you know what? I see a lot of those people in here this morning because I know all you ladies, and I've heard you talk about your children and how you've sacrificed and how you've put your foot down and how you've done the unpopular thing so your children will be raised correctly. Amen? Amen. Go ahead. Give yourself a round of applause this morning. God is good. God is good. Amen. Rachel Jean's had to work two part-time jobs so we can do this. Amen. You see what I'm saying this morning? I just want to say thank you, ladies. I want to say thank you, ladies, for your godly example. I want to say thank you to my godly mother for always being there for me. Amen. And teaching me the right way to go. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents. Okay, now that's that God type of love, amen? That's that sacrificial love. Look at the next verse right there, John 15 and 12. This is my commandment. This is Jesus talking right here, okay? This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Amen, isn't that good? As I have loved you. And Jesus teaches by example, amen? Remember this verse, we hit on it last week. Jesus taught by example. As when the disciples were bickering on who was the greatest, what did Jesus do? He washed the disciples' feet. Amen. Thank God for you mothers that teach by example, that go the extra mile. Praise the Lord. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Listen, look at the next verse. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. Isn't that awesome? That's a godly mama right there. That's a godly mama that'll put her babies before her. Just like Moses' mama, Moses' daddy, and said, I don't care what the decree is. I don't care what the world says. I'm going to raise my baby. Praise the Lord. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents. Now look at the next part of that verse. Because they saw that the child was beautiful. Okay, now there's some, there's kind of some Hebrew folklore around that that's kind of crazy. I was reading up on some of that this week where Moses was, I don't subscribe to this, but some of the things they were saying, like Moses was so beautiful that when he was born that his face lit up the whole room. Okay, and that Moses was so awesome and so blessed by God that he was able to eat solid food like a day after he was born. And there's all kinds of stuff where people have kind of taken some liberties to make Moses something he wasn't. Okay, but it did lead me to kind of investigate. Okay, because godly mothers love, and godly mothers love sacrificially. Amen. I'm going to put my child first. But this is kind of curious. It says, because they saw that the child was beautiful. That doesn't just simply mean that Moses was a good-looking kid. Okay? Because if you go to Acts, remember Stephen, before he was stoned, he gave this awesome sermon, and he touches on Moses, and this is what he says in Acts 7. He said that God said that he was beautiful in God's sight. You see that? Not that just he was beautiful, but that he was beautiful in God's sight, or that he was precious to God. You see what I'm saying? That God had a special plan for baby Moses. Okay, but listen, I want you to understand this, that it doesn't matter, okay, if they were to have another child, a different child that wasn't Moses, that maybe God would have had a different path for, they still would not have drowned that baby in the Nile. You see what I'm saying? This is a godly couple, okay? And they were not going to do that sort of thing. Why? Because it says by faith. Are you listening? By faith, they were trusting in God. You see, all of your children, ladies, are beautiful in the sight of God. All of your children are precious to God's plan. Amen? God's got a plan for all your babies. Does that make sense? Godly mothers love. Godly mothers love with a sacrificial love. And all of your babies are precious in the sight of God. Amen. God has a plan for all your babies. So when this godly couple got the decree, they were like, there's no way I am going to throw this child in the Nile. This child is precious to God because godly mothers value life. Amen. Isn't that somewhat contradictory to what we see so much today? You know what I mean? Okay, we got the abortion thing, and if anybody's ever got one of those, listen, there's no judgment here. Just repent of that sin if you haven't already. Okay, we've all fallen short. We've all made mistakes, but I'm saying the masses of humanity, we see, like Jesus said about the end times, mothers, a lot of mothers aren't loving their children with that sacrificial love that used to be natural whether you went to church or not. You see what I'm saying? I worked in the shelter system for almost 6 years and dealt with a lot of foster kids, a lot of abandoned kids, a lot of troubled youth and stuff like that. And I'm telling you, there's an epidemic out there in the world where mothers are deciding that they're putting themselves before their own children. It's going on in the world. It's in the church, too. It's in the church, too. But, okay, so I'm seeing this on a daily basis where mama refuses to kick a boyfriend out. So guess what? The children have to leave because the court says, hey, these children can't be with this man. Over and over again, I see these situations, you know, where a mama just abandons a child. Okay, but guess what? I'm talking about godly mamas this morning. Amen. And there can be healing in those situations. You know, I got a friend, Travis, and he usually comes in November, and he talks about, it's adoption month, so he talks about churches getting involved in adoption and foster caring and stuff like that. And when we talked last year about him coming, I was like, dude, you know what, man? I think my church kind of has that going. I think that church kind of has that message, bro. You're welcome to come and preach about something else, you know, but the adoption thing, man, you know, I think we kind of got that one, you know? And he said, well, you know what, Paul? Maybe I'll just come and tell him good job. You know, because sometimes us preachers, we can get up here, we can beat the crowd up and all that, you know. But sometimes it's good to hear good job, you know. So that's pretty much what I want to say this morning, ladies. All you awesome mamas, good job. You know, I wasn't joking when I was talking about Rachel Jean and the six pieces of corn for seven people, man. You know, she'll gladly, I know that's silly, man, but she will go the extra mile, man. You know what I mean? She's always been there to encourage. She has her part-time jobs. How many of you guys ever did this where you worked about 4 hours, come home for a little break, then go work about 6 hours somewhere else? Is that fun? You like doing that? Okay, God is good. Amen. Well, she does that so I can do this. You see what I'm saying? And she comes home, and a lot of times she won't get a little nap. She won't get a little rest because she wants to make sure that she has time with all of those babies. She wants to, and dude, we got five kids, man. So if she wants to spend a little bit of quality time alone with each one of those kids, that eats up a lot of her free time when she could be chilling out or getting ready, getting her game face on for going up into work. You know what I mean? I love Rachel Jean. I'm a blessed man to have Rachel Jean. But see, Rachel Jean is a good godly example. But when I look out here, and I'm for real, I'm talking about Miss Martin, I'm talking about Miss Crystal, I'm talking about Miss Cindy, and that's pretty much it. No. God is good. God is good. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Right. These ladies, we are blessed with some awesome mamas up in here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. The child was beautiful. See, every one of our babies, God has a plan. Amen? I want to talk to you guys. So listen, Mama's Day ain't my favorite sermon. I usually try and handle it off because I feel like I'm not equipped to do you ladies justice when it's talking about how awesome you are. So when I was digging around, I found something on CNN, .org or .com or something like this, about this lady. Okay, her name was Ashley. Ashley Bridges. Yeah, Ashley Bridges. You want to Google it? I'm not lying. Her name was Ashley Bridges, and she was 10 weeks pregnant when she was diagnosed with cancer. Okay, so the doctors wanted to try... wanted to start chemotherapy and all these treatments right away. Well, the problem with that is she was going to have to abort the child for these things to take place. Well, Ashley says, I'm going to wait. She said, I'm not going to do that. God gave me this baby. I'll start the treatments. We'll kick in the treatments after I give birth to the baby. Well, in her third trimester, in her eighth month, when she got a checkup, the cancer had spread throughout her whole body, and the doctor said, you know, you waited too long, and they gave her the death sentence, okay? And this is what she said. This is what Ashley Bridges says. Now listen up. I have no regrets. Maybe I'm not supposed to be here, and she is, talking about a little girl. Isn't that awesome? That's a mother's love right there. That's a mother's love. That's a godly mother's love that says, you know what? It doesn't matter what the king says. It doesn't matter if they come in here and take me and put me to death. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure my baby lives. Amen? And you know what? Ashley had the little baby. She had the little baby. And when the baby was, it was on June 23rd, 2015, when the baby was 11 months old, Ashley died. But that little baby was right there by her side. A godly mama is so loving, and it's such an awesome example of Jesus Christ's love. You know what I mean? You ever heard that expression? That baby's got a face only a mother could love. Okay, we're all pretty people here. We're all handsome people. That's why they've been calling us. You know, everyone's like, have you seen the folks down there at that church in East Milton? That's a good-looking bunch of folks, man. They've been calling us. They got a joke about us, Donnie. They've been calling us the first church of the 90210 over here. Just a bunch of good-looking kids up in here. No, but you know what? There's some truth to that statement. It doesn't matter who you are. A good mama, a godly mama, loves you with a sacrificial love and would do anything for you. Amen? You guys don't agree with that? Okay. All right. God is good. Okay. Let's go to the next slide. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful. They saw that God had a plan for this baby. Amen? God's got a plan for all our babies. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. Moses' mama was determined. I'm going to do what's right for this child, even if it costs me my own life. I'm not going to give up on my baby. Listen, the world hates you, and the world hates your children. Satan hates you, and he's going to try to do anything he can to discourage you or destroy your children. You see what I'm saying? But we need to be like Moses' mama. Ladies, we got to be like Moses' mama that says, I don't care what the world has to offer. I don't care about the pull that the world has on my child because I'm not going to let the world have them. I'm not going to let the world have my babies, even if I don't see the kind of fruit that I expect at this moment. By faith, I'm not going to give up. Amen? I'm trusting in the Lord. Amen? We're in it for the long haul. Are y'all with me? I don't care what the king says. I don't care. I'm trusting in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Godly mamas don't give up. Godly mamas love sacrificially. Godly mamas don't give up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of grades my baby's bringing home, man. I'm not giving up on him. I'm going to teach him in the way he should go. Thank you, Jesus, for godly mamas, right? Godly mamas that refuse to give up, that instruct their babies, that make the painful decisions that the little ones don't appreciate at this moment. Right, Brother John? Amen. Godly daddy's in the house too. Okay, Proverbs 22 and verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's what God expects us to do, moms, dads. Train them up. Encourage them. That's what Moses' mama had the privilege of doing. You see what happens when by faith we trust? It's a hopeless situation. Larry, it's a hopeless situation for little baby Moses. But God has a plan for baby Moses. Well, that's baby Moses. Paul, my baby ain't named Moses. My baby's named John or Tom or Leroy or Gary. No, no, no. God has a plan for these babies. God has a plan for our children. So I'm going to give Clayton to the Lord. I'm giving Tim to the Lord. I'm trusting. Even if I don't see the fruit right now, I'm trusting in the Most High God. Amen? By faith. Train up a child. You know what? She trusted in the Lord. This was a hopeless situation. You see what I'm saying? Moses was supposed to be dead. If they got caught, they were going to be massacred. All right? But guess what? They trusted in Jesus. And when it was impossible, like Luke 1:37, Cindy, it's not impossible for God, right? So I'm giving this baby to the Lord. Amen? I'm giving him to the Lord. And guess what happens? You know the story, right? They make the little basket. They put the pitch on it. They put the baby in the Nile. Hey, they still followed Pharaoh's orders. They put the baby in the Nile. They just made a little boat for him. You know, that had to be one of the little cutest little moments in the Bible. You know what I mean? Little baby Moses in the little reeds. In the little reeds. And then them lungs get activated. Pharaoh's daughter finds the baby. Raises the baby as her own. But see how good God is when we completely give them to them. You know what I mean? This baby's yours. This baby's yours, okay? Because there is a lot of stuff, Shane, that's out of our hands. Amen? But we give these babies, we give these little ones to the Lord, and then God makes a way where there is no way. Because guess what? Moses' mama, she gets some awesome time with that little baby, right? She could have just drowned him. She could have went the easy way out, said, oh, well, that's what I got to do. That's man's law. We got to follow man's law. Yeah, we follow man's law. We follow that authority put over us until it contradicts the word of God, right? Okay? Because I'm a God pleaser, amen? I'm a God pleaser, not a man pleaser, right? Amen? Next time you get a speeding ticket, don't tell them I said for you to be speeding. I'm a God pleaser, not a man pleaser. No. We got to obey the law. Amen? God is good, right? So listen, she gets this time with the baby. Dude, it all works out perfect. Only God can do stuff like that, Miss Julie, where Pharaoh's daughter has the baby, and then Moses' sister sees the whole scene. It's like, oh, I noticed you have a little Hebrew baby there. You want me to go get a lady that can nurse it and tend to it? See, that's the kind of stuff that God can do. So Moses gets to spend some awesome quality years under the tutelage of his mama and his daddy. Amen. So they were able to instruct him in the things of the Lord. You see what I'm saying? So by faith, we don't give up. Even when it looks like our situation is hopeless, I don't give up. I'm trusting the Lord. I'm giving my babies to the Lord, and I'm going to do everything. Listen, I'm going to do everything in my power to raise these babies up the right way. Amen? You have time to do it. We have to make time. Amen? Faye, Sister Faye, is pretty much amazing. And all God's people said Sister Faye is pretty much amazing. She is, man. She is. James and Julie are pretty much amazing. People, you know, they get mad. You know, like, hey, you know, they don't even come to church. They just send their babies to church, you know. Hey, man, dude, if they're not going to get off their fannies and go to church, please send your babies to church. Please. Please. I don't care if they're doing it just to get a couple hours to chill at home. Send the babies to church. Get them in church so we can instruct them in the right way. Amen? God is good. Moses had some quality years, some quality time with his mama, and she educated him in the things of the Lord. Because when he refused to be called a prince of Pharaoh, a prince of Egypt. Okay? He said, that's not who I am. He knew. Somebody told him. Somebody instructed him. Somebody taught him who you really are. Amen? So we want to raise our children up, okay, in who they really are. They need to understand that the pull of the world can be extremely strong, but you're just a pilgrim passing through. Amen? That you're unique. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to a Most High God. An amazingly high price, an unfathomable price was paid for you to be saved. And we always encourage them to make that decision. Amen? God is good. God is good. And God is great. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Hebrews 11:24. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He refused it. That's not my title. I'm unique. I am different. I belong to those people over there. You know, Moses could have had the good life. Josephus said, Jewish historian, said that Moses was next in line to be Pharaoh. So he could have just chilled out, man. And you know, every time he thought about those Hebrews, he could have been like, nope, 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 nope. I like my gold. I like my fancy necklace. I like this weird thing I wear on my head. With the snake, this is me, man. This is what I'm digging on, man. I like the ladies. I like the lotion. I like swimming in the ocean. I got the good life. I got the gravy. He pushed that away because somebody, a mama, sowed into his life. You're not them. You don't belong to them. This is God keeping you alive for something bigger and better. You know what I mean? Well, if I'm lying, y'all can leave. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Let's go to the next slide. Godly moms love. Godly moms teach. You know, your life, the way you live your life, that's teaching around your babies. That kind of doesn't feel good if you really listen to what I just said. I mean, sometimes it doesn't feel good because our babies, they watch us, you know. And we say, sometimes we say, don't do this and do this. But in our own lives, we're doing the exact opposite of what we're instructing them. You know, we need to set that godly example in the home. Amen? Amen. All right. All right. God is good. Okay. You know, Moses' mama, her name, I meant to get with, Dana took Hebrew, and I wanted to get with her on this name before church, but I didn't. So I'm going to butcher this name. Her name is Jochebed. Jochebed? I don't know. But she had to give Moses to the Lord over and over again. So what do you mean, Paul? What do you mean giving Moses to the Lord? Or you say, give my babies to the Lord. I'm talking about by prayer, standing on the word of God, saying, God, this child is yours. You know what I mean? When it looks like it's not going to work out, Lord God, I've given this child to you. Amen. When I ain't heard from that baby in a long time, Lord Jesus, I'm giving this child to you. Amen. Okay. Jehochabed, or whatever this lady's name was, call her Moses' mama, she had to give him to the Lord over and over again. You know, she had to trust in the Lord. When she decided to birth that baby and not throw him to the crocodiles, she had to give him to the Lord, had to trust in the Lord. God, I'm just trusting in you to keep this baby. Amen? When she put the baby in the Nile in the little boat, she had to give him to the Lord. She didn't know what was going to happen to that baby. She didn't know. Anybody could have found that baby. But she was going to do everything in her power to protect that baby. She had her daughter out there watching the situation. She made a boat for the baby. See, we do everything we can. We don't say, God, you raised this baby up. You trained this baby up. No, God says, you train the baby up. You live a godly life in front of this baby. You teach them. You get the baby to Faye's class. You get the baby to James and Julie's class. You get the baby to listen to Preacher Paul on Wednesday night. You do all that. I'll do the parts you can't do. I'll do the stuff that is impossible. That's my speciality. That's where I'm going to come in. When you are weak, that's when you're strong. Amen. That's when you trust in me. You see what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong. If we haven't been teaching these babies, okay, everything Satan tried to steal, the Lord can replenish. Amen. No time like the present to start training these babies. God is good, right? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. She had to give them to the Lord. She had to trust in the Lord over and over again. Put them in the water, in the basket. God, I don't know. I don't know, but this is all I know to do right now. And I'm trusting in you. I know you have a plan for my child. You with me? When she raised the baby and she was so blessed. I mean, can you imagine? See how good God is, Shane? We don't understand sometimes why life is so difficult. You know what I mean? But God's in the midst, man. God's given us peace. And God knows what he's doing. You imagine the anxiety of putting that baby in the water like that? But when I focus on God, there's peace. Amen. When I give the baby to God, there's peace, even when it doesn't make sense. And then she was able to raise that baby for that amount of time and instruct that baby in the history of her people and in the Lord God Jehovah. And then again, when it looked like the world was going to be able to get that baby, right? When she had to return the baby back to Pharaoh's daughter, she had to trust in the Lord some more. She had to give that baby to the Lord. So sometimes, man, all the time, we continually bring our babies to the Lord. Say, God, this is your baby. This is your baby. This is your baby. Over and over again. Hey, I think he's got it now. He really wants to go to church. He wants to go to Sunday school. I think he's got it now. And then 2 weeks down the road, Junior's out there smoking cigarettes and gambling with the kids. I'm giving the baby to the Lord. Over and over again. You see what I'm saying? When I'm not seeing that good fruit, I'm trusting in the Lord. Are y'all with me? Okay, God is good. Let's wrap things up real fast. Look at Luke 7 right there. This is an interesting little story. This is about Jesus. Luke 7 and verse 12. So, you know, the next time we look at our situation with our kids and their grades and how they're behaving or, you know, whatever's going on, man, you might have grown-up kids. You know, I'm thinking about Paul Jr. over here. You know, he's about to leave, man, and I'm not an empty nester. I'm at the age I should be an empty nester, but, you know, whatever. Amen. Paul Jr. is my first kid about to leave, man, and I got to give him to the Lord, you know. I just got to do it, and I get all kind of emotional thinking about it, well, but I give him to the Lord, and Rachel Jean trained him up in the right way. Okay, so this is Jesus here. Nothing is impossible, beloved. Nothing is impossible. As he drew near to the gate of the town, this is Jesus and his disciples coming into town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. Okay, so Moses' mama, Jehochabad, or whatever her name was, hopeless situation. This lady is in a hopeless situation as well. She had one baby boy, and her husband had already passed away. Now, her one child is dead. So here's this funeral. Does that seem hopeless to you guys? Pretty much hopeless, man. I mean, when someone's dead, in the natural, I think we all can agree, that's a hopeless situation. I mean, I'm not talking about someone's future, okay, because we rejoice when a Christian dies because we know where they're going, okay? But this lady, man, she's hurting. She's hurting. Sometimes, mamas, we can be in a situation where we don't know what's going to happen with these babies, and we can be hurting because in the natural, just like this, Donnie, it can look just hopeless. There's no hope in this situation. This little boy, this young man, in the natural, no way, shape, or form, is he going to get up and eat lunch? He's dead. You see what I'm saying? Okay. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her. Okay, so here's the deal. Back in the old days, in the Bible days, they would have the coffin. Okay, the thing like the coffin, and then the dead person would be in that coffin. Okay, that's pretty, we're all familiar with that sort of thing. And then the mama would be walking, or the loved one would be walking with the coffin. And then as the coffin and the family would go through the town to the final resting place, people working on the job, people doing their thing, when they would see this procession, this group of people mourning, okay, out of respect, they would come. This is true, man. They would come and get behind the family and kind of walk with them as a show of respect. Okay, so this is a pretty, pretty big crowd that's walking, and here's Jesus. Remember, guys, for nothing is impossible with God. Remember that. Remember that. Get it in your heart. Okay, Rachel, go grab that that picture of me in there that says Luke 1:37, if you don't mind. Nothing is hopeless with our Lord. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, underline that, verse 13. No one's turned there, but because it's on there, I get it, I understand. But listen, that's really, really awesome, okay? And when the Lord saw her, okay, because, yeah, sometimes we feel like We're going through things alone. You see what I'm saying? But we're not. Because I belong to the Most High God. God is actively involved in my situation. He's rolling up his sleeves. He's getting involved, Brother Michael. Okay, he blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. He binds up the brokenhearted. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You see what I'm saying? It's not that he's not concerned. He is very much concerned about what you're going through. David was talking about that. He said, you saw, thank you, baby. He saw my afflictions. God sees what you're going through, Miss Faye. You see what I'm saying? God sees what you're going through, Miss Martin. God sees what you're going through. Amen? Brother Donnie. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. That's just as cool right there. He's not mad at you. He's not judging you because you dropped out of school when you were 14 years old or whatever you think. He loves you. He has compassion on you. Amen? But you might want to go back to school. You don't have to, but it don't hurt. Okay. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. See, sometimes because, and a lot of it has to do with because of our earthly mamas, our earthly daddies, we have a weird view, a weird opinion of our heavenly Father. You know what I mean? But God is not like your dad. Okay? God is not like your mama. Okay? Not even in the same universe. All right? But in godly mamas and godly daddies, we see some Christ-like traits. And increasingly so, right? Because that's the desire of our heart as godly parents, right, Brother James? I want to be more and more like Jesus, more of him and less of myself. Amen? Amen. You see what I'm saying? But God has compassion. God has compassion on you. He's a loving God. Now, don't get me wrong. He does correct as well. But he corrects out of love. Okay? And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. And all God's people said, do not weep. That's crazy. That is crazy to say to somebody who ain't got a husband. Husband died, John, right? Ain't got a husband. And now my only relative, my pride, my joy, my baby boy, my young child has passed away as well. And here comes some crazy guy. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know who Jesus was. Okay, this guy is walking right towards me and he touches the coffin. Dude, talk about disrespectful. Okay, listen. Okay, understand, mister, you want to get in on the thing, but you can't do this. Okay, you're messing up the program. God does a lot of things that doesn't make sense. He does a lot of things that you wouldn't do, but he's God and you're not. You see what I'm saying? He does the crazy things that we would never expect to do, but we trust in him. Amen. Remember, Moses' mama, by faith, I ain't killing this baby. By faith, I'm not giving this baby to the world. Amen. Are y'all with me? And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. Okay, so listen. Remember this. God sees what you're going through, mamas, even though it's extremely difficult. He sees what you're going through. He has compassion for you. He cares about it. He cares about your troubles. Okay, and he says, do not weep. In other words, God wants you to have peace. God wants you to have peace. Okay. That's important. God wants us to have peace. And there's peace by trusting in him. When all around me is sinking sand, I'm trusting in Jesus. Amen? Okay. Almost done, beloved. Then he came up and touched the coffin, and the bearer stood still, and he said, young man, I say to you, arise. Okay, if they didn't think Jesus was crazy, they got to now, right? Like, these people are trying to carry this dead body through the streets, and like this dude was, you know, Jesus is right here. Like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, right in front of me, no matter where I go, you know? It's like, hey, I'm trying to change your life, man. Just stop. Stop trying to get away from me. It doesn't have to make sense. Just settle down, okay? I got peace for you. I'm here. He says, arise, get up. See, listen, that's what I'm trying to say, and I probably haven't done it very well today, okay? But for nothing is impossible with God, okay? He can do anything. So by faith, I'm giving this child to the Lord. By faith, I'm trusting the Lord about my finances. By faith, I know that God's going to protect my child no matter where he goes. Even if he's a prodigal, even if I don't have a clue because I haven't heard about him or heard from him in so long, because he said he's never going to come back to church again. None of those things matter. None of those things matter because nothing is impossible with God. I trained him. I did the best I could do. Now I'm completely trusting in the Lord because he can do the things that I cannot do. Amen? Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. You know what, ladies? Just thank you so much. Thank you so much for being awesome. I love y'all. We do have some pretty awesome ladies up in here. Amazing ladies. You know what I'm going to do on Father's Day? I'm going to be real mean to the dads. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to love on the mamas, then tell the daddies how horrible they've been. Oh, look. If you have number 14 directly underneath your seat, you win this. Go ahead, fill under your seat. John, come up here, get your prize, bro. Okay, I got you. No, listen. A nice lady made this for me a couple years ago, and because of the humility in my heart, I tucked it away in the office because it's a nice picture, and I'm not a horrible-looking man. Oh, no, I'm playing. God is good. But look, this does make sense, Rick. It really does because, dude, there's no reason. I mean, if I was God, I would not pick Paul Rudd to be a preacher. The last thing I would do would be to give me a microphone. You know what I mean? It's like, but see, God does things that we do not understand. So sometimes when I'm up here and I'm about to go crazy because I don't know what to talk about or something like that, I'm like, for nothing is impossible with God. That makes a lot of sense. Look, Paul's a preacher. Who would have thought? Dana, who would have thought? Who would have thought? Rick, who would have thought? You knew all along. I'm just saying, don't give up on your babies. I'm not the poster boy for nothing. I mean, I'm just saying, God's got a plan. These babies, your children, they're beautiful in God's sight. They're dear to his plan. They're dear to him. So don't give up on them. It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't matter the pull that the world has on them. They belong to the Lord God. They might not even know it yet. Amen? All right. Okay. Now listen, I hate to do this, but the building and repair committee, we have a really short meeting that we really got to get to. Just because time is of the most important, we can't really skip today, even though most people would like to be with their wives and mothers and so on and so forth. I just have to pull you aside for just a couple minutes. Well, isn't it nice to have James and Julie in the hizzle? Okay. I wish you would. In the sermon, but I didn't think about that. Let's everyone turn to Exodus and we'll talk about that. Okay.
No, I was all right with that.
Okay, come here, Brother John. Come here, stand here. Okay. I'm tired. Okay. I'm gonna sing the high part, you sing the low part.
Please.
No, listen. This is serious business right here. Preacher Arnie, my buddy, is coming to preach next Sunday. When I say we have a visiting preacher, that is not your cue. What's going on over here? When when we have a visiting preacher, don't take that as like your time to run away. I know you guys love to hear me talk. I know you're like, well, nothing compares to hearing you. I get it. I understand it. No, I'm playing. But listen, this guy, he's good. Y'all come hear him. He's my buddy. And I told him we had people that actually come to this church. So please show up next Sunday. He's good. He's awesome. Everyone knows Brother Arnie. The book, Ben Watts, he's selling $10. Don't miss your chance. All right, dude.